Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harris. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to today's BSS Carolina show. Like I said, all that. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting because they put attitude in broadcasting. Yes, there you go. I had to plug that.
Is that what they do?
They do. All right, joining me today, of course, the man on the mic you just heard is Easy.
What it is, what it do, y'all. I'm in my Paul Wall mood. Well, I don't know why.
And then to the right of me is, of course, Big Shot, BBB.
What's happening?
Father of BBB.
What's happening?
What's that? All right, so today's show, we got some good stuff to talk about. We got some enemies of the week to talk about, who you sitting at the bar with, all that good stuff. I'm sure it'd be Chandler Jones. Somebody sitting at the bar, Chandler probably. We'll see. But first and foremost, let's go into the enemy of the week.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Y'all got an enemy this week?
I do.
I already know who Big Shots is.
I have one. My enemy of the week is who I believe will be the NBA MVP, Mr. Kawhi Leonard himself. Oof, I am I'm not sitting at the bar with him. He is my enemy of the week. Yo, please have a bad game tonight. Please just have a bad game.
I mean, that kid is playing lights out basketball. Cleveland just has to play good, man. Play well.
I mean, we're talking possibly another defensive player of the year title for him, possible MVP. Like, man. Damn.
He's definitely in the MVP conversation.
Absolutely.
You know who my enemy is. Go Seattle, ahead. The whole 12-man, the gusty winds and the rain, just the whole city.
Just everybody. Everybody
y'all,
in Washington.
Y'all got here with that stuff, man. Going back to the West Coast, we tired of seeing y'all, man. Y'all get on my nerves.
Well, yeah, of course. Now y'all banned the 12 flags. I mean, you know, I understand that.
You know what Seattle should do? What? They should put like a 12th circle patch on their jersey or something. That would be great.
That would be funny. For me, dude, I have nobody in football this weekend, so it really don't matter. I'm going basketball. Those UNC Tar Heels, man. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, I played them this weekend, don't
you? Yeah, the big games this weekend. Yeah, jibbing jiving your head. All right, Ben Simmons.
Hey, man, that dude's a beast.
But, no, we played the Tar Heels Saturday. Dude, you talk about a rival, that's a rival.
That is the rivalry.
Yeah, well, Duke and Carolina.
Duke and Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, we're the ugly sister of North Carolina.
You notice how all the good rivalries in college basketball have to do with the Tar Heels?
Not all of them.
Well, the good ones.
No, Kansas and Oklahoma is a great rival now.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Because the teams are so great.
That one's pretty
good. But, you know, Carolina, you know, this rival is going back way Norm Sloan and Dean Smith. Dean Smith and Jim
Kentucky
Valvano.
Louisville or
yeah, Jim
too.
Valvano.
Before I was even thought of.
Or North Sloan was at NC State. I know he went somewhere.
It's so funny to say that because y'all are old.
Who?
You guys.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we're old. Old but beautiful. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Ooh, slow down.
Old, I'm not the only old as you feel, man.
That's right. I feel pretty young.
Well, damn, I'm old as hell, man. I feel old, man.
But that's our enemies of the week. Getting into NBA today, we're going to talk a lot of NBA, some dummies of the week. 76ers to retire the late Dolph Shays, number 4. But Nerlens Noel is going to continue to wear that number in honor of the Hall of Famer. Good move by finally retiring his – I wish you'd done it when he was actually alive.
Why you don't like when they do that. I hate when they do that kind of stuff.
Now that David Bowie's dead, or we don't – you know. He's in the Hall of Fame anyway. Rock and roll.
I can't stand that they do that.
Some other news in the NBA. Nets fired Lionel Collins as coach and reassigned GM Billy King. Who knows who should be their next coach? There's a rumor once again that Coach Cal will leave Kentucky for Brooklyn.
Hey, no way in hell he's happening. Leaving Kentucky.
You better
go
holler at Tibbs. Tom Thibodeau needs a job.
That's the other rumor.
Man.
You man, ain't no way.
Who they hired? Do you think it would be Thibodeau?
Thibodeau. Yeah.
That's what I would be going after.
They just need to stop firing coaches. This is like the 10th, 12th, or maybe even 100th coach in the last half season.
Since they moved to Brooklyn, they've had 3.
They need to, and they just got to Brooklyn.
I know. Miguel,
they worse than the Browns.
Miguel Popovich, or what was it like?
The Russian mafia.
Yeah, Miguel, he likes it. He wants a good coach. Hollins is not bad. I mean, they have no talent besides Lopez.
None.
They decimated that team. They brought in all these old players. How much they wanted to win. Now you ain't going to win with all those old players. Now they're way over the cap, and they got Thaddeus Young and Brooke Lopez. I'm like, really? What you going to win with that? Not going to win much.
Your starting point guard's Jarrett Jack.
And who's out for the season?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. Wow.
But Tibbs, if you want a reclamation project, you need a job, go call Brooklyn.
I'm sure they'll hire you.
I'm surprised they even hired Billy King because of the job he did in Philly. Then you bring him in, and the moves he's made has been horrific. But, you know, and that's the same point, you know, you guys talking about the owner. How much is the owner in the GM's ear trying to make these moves?
I'm sorry, but when you're an owner, unless – and the only reason I say this is because Jerry Jones has had success. But step back, man. Hire people who can do their job and sit back and collect your money. Just stay the hell – especially if you don't know a damn thing about basketball. You know, like you bought the team because you had a bunch of money. You don't know a damn thing about basketball.
Look at the Knicks finally doing. You know, he brought in Phil Jackson. We all laughed at the Porzingis pick in the draft.
Look at him.
And you know, the kid is
he going to be rookie of the year.
He's leading the way rookie of the year.
He should be. Come on, Frank the Tank. The 9 draft picks. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's worth about 1 draft pick right now.
This offseason, the Lakers set to offer a max deal to DeMar DeRozan. This summer, should they?
They need something. DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan, though?
He's a solid 2 guard. He's one of the top 2 guards in the league.
And that'll put Russell in his, you know, position as a 1. So, I mean, who knows?
What about Jordan Clarkson?
I'd take DeRozan over him.
Clarkson and
he's the
D'Angelo
one now.
Russell, they got to figure that out.
Yeah, but Russell will, that's why they brought him in. So.
It's really evaluation time. We're having the Kobe run, but Kobe's Achilles looks like it's not going to allow him to play much more this season because he's already missing games because they're sore. We don't need you to rupture your Achilles again, Kobe. Man, if you can just come out for 3 minutes, dog, just start a lineup, make 1 shot and go sit down, we're happy.
He should be doing Ray Allen. You bring him in 15, 20 minutes a game.
I don't even think he can do that anymore, man.
I mean, that's all I would do. I'd play him 15, 20 minutes and, you know, let him rest. Instead of giving him – I disagree with the whole days off thing anyway, NBA.
But DeMar DeRozan would be a good move for the Lakers. The Lakers need something. They need pieces.
They need a star.
That's the big thing.
DeMar DeRozan, to me, I like DeMar DeRozan. He does a lot of good things, but – he's not that star they need.
Well, he's also – he's not in a market like L.A. either.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying.
You know, you put him in a market like L.A., you put him around a decent supporting cast.
Well, he's got a good supporting cast in Toronto. Exactly. I mean, you got so, Lowry, you got Carroll.
But see, but that's you the got other some thing, good too, pieces is there. You have Lowry, who is the star. You have Carroll, who is becoming a star. So, you know, you put him somewhere where he's the guy, you know, like he could be in L.A.
They need Kevin Durant. Bottom line. They need Kevin Durant.
They need a Russell Westbrook. They need a superstar.
Yeah, they don't need a DeMar DeRozan.
He's an all-star.
He's a next-level star.
But he's not a superstar. Right.
They need to have one of those guys that can.
Now, do you think L.A. tries to do something this offseason, like move everybody and try to get Westbrook?
Well, Durant's a free agent anyway.
Durant's a free agent. They'll be way under the cap because Kobe's number comes off their cap.
Yeah.
And he's the only big clog in their cap right now.
And every time they play each other, I don't know why, but the two of them have dinner every single time. And Durant's coming to his aid every single time. I'm sure at dinner – Kobe's like, hey,
so where
dude,
do you think that leaves
come
Westbrook?
On to L.A.? I think he goes to L.A. too.
Yeah, they both just leave OK City.
Russell is a West Coast guy. He went UCLA.
Yeah.
That's his city.
But do you think L.A. finds a way to afford both of them? Because
they can afford
both of them.
You think?
And with the new TV deal, they'll have more cap room.
And think about this, all right? You bring the two of them in. You already got D'Angelo under the rookie deal.
Yeah.
You got Julius Randle. You can sign to a low whatever contract. You ain't got to give him near a max. Then you just add a couple shooters.
Yeah, you just take OKC stars and you just build around them.
Exactly. Because Oklahoma, the only way they keep them is if they win a title.
I don't think they keep them with the title.
No, if they win a title, I think they stay. Because I think Billy Donovan, because they got – if and that's the big question. If they win a title this year, I think the both of them will stay. But they've got to win a title.
And I don't see them winning a title.
I don't either.
Not with San Antonio, not with Golden State.
Houston.
And they look like the same offense that they look like under Scott Brooks.
And then the sad thing to say is LeBron is Durant's kryptonite. That's just all there is to it. LeBron beats Durant when it matters.
And Kawhi Leonard can guard anybody, so.
What we don't know, they've only beaten them in the finals once. I'm just saying.
But they beat them in the regular season.
They did, but, you know, we need to see more. It's like they were showing Russell Wilson versus Cam Newton. We've only seen them five times, so it's hard to, you know, just who's.
Well, that's a lot in the NFL.
No. We're thinking Peyton and Brady, you know.
Oh, well, shit.
All right, that's what I'm saying. They play like 19 times. But Durant and LBJ, you know, LeBron, we haven't seen a lot.
As of right now, LeBron seems to always have his number.
It's one-sided. It's all LeBron.
Yeah, it's LeBron right now. But, you know, maybe they meet again in the playoffs. You know, when they both got to the finals, this was supposed to be a 3-4 year matchup in the finals.
Yeah.
You remember?
That's what
everybody was like, hey, they'll be right back next year, same finals again. It ain't that easy.
Yeah,
it ain't that
easy.
Not in the NBA.
I think, personally, they both go to L.A. No matter what. I think they both go to L.A. They go to the Lakers because they don't get paid. And think about it, if you win a championship in L.A., hey, you're a king.
Say you get Durant, you bring in DeMar DeRozan, and then the following season you bring in Russell Westbrook.
You see, I don't think they'll bring DeRozan, though. Dude, even if you bring in Durant and Westbrook, you bring in another shooter. At some point, you even add Jermaine Green if you can. You know, to that front line. You know,
yeah.
You
do
could
something.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, DeAndre Jordan might switch uniforms like nothing.
But he's gonna go back. He'll go back.
Blake Griffin will be a free agent soon.
Yeah, Blake Griffin. You know, we got to talk about the Clippers, who right now are
10
red
game
hot, dude.
Win streak.
10-game win streak
without Blake Griffin,
and they got Cole Aldrich and Pregano is playing. Lance Stevenson's been horrible.
Of course.
Yeah. Which, you know,
he blew away all his skill when he decided it was a good idea to blow on LeBron's ear. Just gone with the wind.
It seems like it. but, yeah, the Clippers have been tearing it up lately, 10 games in a row. You know, and to win without your guy.
Without your all-star.
You still got Chris Paul, but still, DeAndre Jordan's playing great offensively. And he's having the best defensive year of his
career. Is it just me or is he – now, it might have been a mistake, but he's been making some free throws. It's scary. I'm like, holy hell.
He might be in a hot streak right now. He'll go back to missing them soon.
He made some free throws.
30% for him is being a hot streak.
You know, the Clippers did this same thing last year. Chris Paul was out for a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, and they went on a hot winning streak. The Clippers just had to get their mojo back right, man. They still have a very good team, and when Blake gets back, they will be able to compete. Will they get to the Western Conference Finals or the Finals? Yet to be determined. We'll see who's healthy.
They should this year. We'll see, like you said. The Cavs trade Joe Harris to Magic for a protected second-round pick in cash. Magic waived Joe Harris, basically a salary dump.
Big Shot said it earlier. Harris wasn't playing. Blatt's already got it to – I think he's using an 8-man rotation right now.
Mo Williams isn't even playing.
Wow. I mean, hey, I don't care what anybody says. They're the best team in the NBA right now.
No Mo Will, no Anderson Varejao, no James Jones. Just not playing these guys.
And
why?
Because the 8-guy rotation they're using is working.
It's really working.
They are you got to look at it. Right now they're beating teams by a better margin than Golden State is. Okay?
They have the highest
turnover ratio in the NBA right now.
Now when LeBron needs a rest here and there, then you might see more Mo Williams, you might see Anderson Varejao or James Jones come in, but right now the way they're playing, you're trying to reintegrate Kyrie, which it doesn't seem like he's missed a step, especially the last three games.
I disagree totally. You need to add these other pieces to the puzzle.
I think he will.
Now, you need to do it. I understand Kyrie come back, you try to work him back into it, you try to work people back into it, but you need to work that whole bench into it. You can't go 8 men into the playoffs. Because LeBron is going to need that wet rest.
I don't think he's going to go 8 guys.
Kyrie is going to need – he needs to go 10 deep. He's got players to go 10 deep.
Oh, he'll go 10 deep. Right. I think what he's doing right now, though, is he's allowing Kyrie and
LeBron – to get the wheels back.
And he's allowing Kyrie, LeBron, and Love to really figure it out. And you can't ignore it. They have scored 100 points in every game Kyrie has been back.
No,
every game.
And they should. They should be scoring 110 points a game.
So I think once they get deeper into the regular season, maybe after the All-Star break,
right,
we start to see a little more James Jones. We start to see a little more Mo Williams.
You're going to need to.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of Anderson Varejao because the Timothy Moskow and the Tristan Thompson
rotation, Kevin Love is really working.
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Anderson Varejao on this team next year.
I would. I don't care. I'd play Anderson 5 minutes a night.
But you don't need to.
This postseason, you don't need to.
I'm sure, but that's the postseason. You know, and Varejao, we've seen it his entire career. Varejao is not one of them guys who you have to get going.
But Richard Jefferson has played well with the extended minutes. That's good. Matthew Dellavedova found a jump shot this offseason, and he's shooting lights out. Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith, they're interchangeable. Well, one night somebody has them, the other night the other guy has
them. The big thing in this league, you got to go small more than you do go big.
And they can go small now.
They need to go small, and that's what you got. But you still need to bring in your big guys.
Well, see, that's what's
– you got to bring in the whole rotation.
And it just depends on who they play
in
light.
That's why –
right.
With Dallas the other night, I mean, their lineup was Dellavedova, Kyrie Irving, Iman Shumpert, LeBron James, and Kevin Love was playing the five against Dallas.
And that's a scary small lineup.
Small. Yeah.
Because all of them guys can shoot. And then even when you need to go a little bigger, you can go ahead and interchange Moskov, and then you put Thompson. And the scary thing is Moskov, Thompson, and Kevin Love are all guys who can run the floor.
And they rebound.
They all rebound. Now, Moskov does some things that I question sometimes with getting offensive rebounds and passing it out when he should just go back up. But
now, when they play San Antonio Thursday night, they're going to have to play big because Spurs play big. They stay big the entire game.
You're going to have to out-rebound that team. And you're going to put LeBron on Kawhi because nobody else is going to be able to guard him.
But you'll see Shumpert on Kawhi Leonard, too, to help LeBron rest. You'll see J.R. Smith on Kawhi to help LeBron rest,
too. Now, what I'm interested to see with Kawhi is something he hasn't played against all year, is how Kawhi is going to deal with a healthy Iman Shumpert's length. Ahmad is probably one of the longest two guards in the NBA. So I'm curious, and Kawhi's fast, but so is Shump. So I'm curious to see how that matchup goes.
Well, Kawhi has such long arms, man.
He does.
And his hands are monstrous.
And Kawhi, he's got good handles.
I think he has the biggest hands in the league.
Now, I had told y'all before we started this segment, if Cleveland beats San Antonio, I think they are the best team in the NBA.
It's going to be tough, though, man.
If they beat San Antonio, especially with the way that they ran with Golden State, if they beat San Antonio, Cleveland is without a doubt the best team in the NBA right now.
No, I disagree with that. If they beat San Antonio and Golden State,
oh, there's no question.
Then we can start talking about it.
I don't know.
No, Golden State is 36-3.
Yes, they
okay?
are. Yes, they are.
And the three losses
on the road,
not just on the road. Steph missed one game.
Yep.
Clay missed one, and Draymond missed another. So I'm just, look, when your record is what it says, and they're right now the best team in the NBA.
Averaging 114 a game.
And they're missing their head coach. Now, Luke Walton's still coaching.
If you have a fully healthy Golden State, okay, against a fully healthy Cleveland Cavaliers team,
mm-hmm.
I'm picking Cleveland.
Here's why I don't know. Are we talking about playoffs?
Are we talking about a seven-game series?
Seven-game. Here's why I'm not picking Cleveland.
Okay.
LeBron James. No, I'm being serious.
Two and four, fair enough.
In closing games, you disagree with me all last year.
No,
he had that series won after three games. Okay, the way he played. And he played great the whole series.
And then he changed it.
He changed his game plan.
He did.
And that's what lost them that series. You can say they went cold shooting. They did. But he stopped going inside. He stopped being aggressive. He started taking jump shots.
Yes.
Will LeBron James do that again? If he does, they're going to lose.
Now here's a what if.
If Kyrie and Kevin Love are on the court.
Here's a what if for you.
They're going to lose.
What if he plays his game? He plays in.
Then they win.
Okay.
We have been waiting for him to get that Jordan-esque.
He's never going to
have
it.
And he'll never get it.
I've given up on
that. He'll never get that killer,
give
me the ball. We're winning this game.
Yeah, I've given
up. I don't care what happens.
Like Christmas Day, they shot like crap. But at the end of the game,
they still only lost.
They had chances to win. LeBron missed.
He missed four free throws. Right?
He airballed a three. He turned the ball over three or four times in the fourth quarter. And I understand it happens. You can't have it every night. But it's like clutch moments like that. You see that, and you're just like, damn, LeBron. I know you've been clutch. I've seen you be clutch.
We've seen him be clutch.
Game 6 in Boston, 45-15. We recognize that. Game 7 against the Spurs, 35-15, 5 three-pointers. I understand, but it's never consistent with him.
But see, and his clutch moments, although they're very good, it almost seems like his non-clutch moments are just that bad.
Outweighing the clutch moments.
But, when something's working, why are you changing it? And he constantly – and I'm not looking forward to the finals this year because I know what's going to happen. LeBron's going to get there, and he's going to lose.
I just want to see both teams in the finals healthy.
Right, absolutely.
And stay healthy the entire finals.
If that happens,
then LeBron James has a puncher's chance.
Here's the chance he has. If he plays his game and he lets Kyrie Irving take over that team.
He has been doing that.
It is not LeBron. When he says, "Will Kyrie, here you go. Here's the keys to the Cadillac. Take over."
Like in overtime the other night, LeBron James, Darren Williams flopped. They didn't call it. He had a wide open 15-foot jump shot. He passed out to Kyrie for a 35-foot three. Irvin, ice water in his veins. Not sit down. Sent Dallas home. Like, good night.
That's what I'm saying. And I think – and maybe LeBron is just waiting for Kyrie to show him something. Hey, I can stay healthy. Hey, this is me for LeBron to do that. And I agree. I think if LeBron plays his game and he lets Kyrie play his, nobody in the NBA can beat that.
Now, San Antonio had very few home losses last year, but one of the home losses they did have was to Cleveland.
LeBron had
30. Kyrie had 50-something points, 51 points in that game?
Yeah.
So Kyrie Irving is the key to that engine.
So we can agree that the San Antonio and the Golden State game are going to determine whether or not Cleveland's for real.
No, we know Cleveland's for real. Cleveland is head and shoulders above anybody in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, as far as being able to make it to the finals and beating a Western Conference
team.
One game does not show me a lot because I can see them going into the AT&T Center and losing. San Antonio has not lost at home all year.
But would you say Cleveland has a good chance of giving them that loss?
They do have a good chance. And then I can see Cleveland going home Monday night and beating Golden State in their building.
I actually think they have a better chance of beating Golden State at home than they do of beating San Antonio on the road. Because I just
Golden State's undefeated at home.
And then I can see
they're 22-0 at home.
Exactly. And they could win tonight in San Antonio and lose tomorrow night at Houston.
Yeah.
They could.
As far as the East goes, I mean, the team for them to really worry about is probably Chicago.
Exactly.
But you don't know what Chicago.
And the Derrick Rose is hurt all the time.
The only other team in the East you really got to worry about is Toronto.
Hey, real quick.
The Raptors.
I know we're on the NBA, but
Miami's
the
was hot.
Report, John Roberts just agreed to become Titans GM after spending the last 2 years as director of players in Tampa Bay.
Good, they need something. But, no, they are – Cleveland's the clear favorites to get to the NBA Finals in the East.
Oh, of course.
Come on.
Now, will they win the Finals?
Now, they will be tested in the East.
They will be tested.
Because, you know, if
the
you look
East is
at,
deep this year.
Yeah, you look at the East right now, you got Chicago. You don't know what they're going to do with Joakim Noah. To me, Chicago needs to go ahead and trade him because you ain't playing them anymore.
And look for another guard?
Yeah. They need something. Because
Butler needs help.
Yeah, because Derrick Rose needs to go. So does Joakim Noah. Them two, just they're not MVP caliber.
They aren't what they were 3 seasons ago.
No. So I would go ahead and move them. Look, Orlando's going to give Cleveland fits in the first-round playoffs.
If it's Orlando or Detroit. Detroit with Reggie Jackson, Brandon Jennings coming back, Caldwell Pope is playing lights out right now, and then they got size. Drummond is a beast now.
You know, we don't even talk about Indiana. They're the 5 right now. Indiana's not easy.
Didn't they struggle or lose to Boston last night?
They did, but still do. I mean, you got Paul Pierce and, you know, not Paul Pierce. You got
Paul George. PG-13.
You know, PG could go off, man.
Hill.
I'm just saying.
Every game.
And it's in the playoffs. Indiana always gives, you know, LeBron some hits.
I still don't see Cleveland losing.
If you look, I don't either. You got 4 teams coming out of the center right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You got 3 coming out of Southeast and only 1 coming out of the Atlantic right now. We'll see.
Isn't Boston and Toronto like tied?
Boston's 4 games back in Toronto.
Okay.
Right now. But, you know, we're looking at the Southeast right now. Our hometown Hornets is 18-20. They just snapped a 7-game losing streak last night, beating the Hawks.
Hey, all they got
is a big
all they got to do is win what 7 more games, and they'll have won more games than I thought they were going to win. So
they win 5 more; that'd be more than I thought they was going to win. 25-7.
If they really want to make the playoffs, they need to go. I feel like 29-14 over these
rest of the way,
or the rest of the way.
They need for them
whatever it is
for them to get in the playoffs. They need to be a number 7 seed. You don't want to be 8 seed.
You don't want Cleveland in the first round.
You don't want the Cavs in the first round.
Especially the Hornets. We haven't beat LeBron James in
ever.
In 5-6 years.
Yeah. You know, you want to be I would rather play Toronto first round than play Cleveland.
If it's Cleveland and Charlotte first round, it's a sweep. Without a doubt. It's a sweep.
No doubt. The Hornets lost, like I said, 7 in a row until they won. They lost to the Nuggets. The Nuggets have been playing well, though, too.
The Nuggets beat the Warriors last night.
18-20 is not – I mean, we expect them to be below 500 this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any question.
I mean, they're definitely playing above expectations, which is bad. Cause
the Eastern Conference just, for some reason, is just really deep this year.
Well, we still got the second half of the season to go, too. I don't know how deep this will be the second half of the season.
But we saw it, you know, you saw it last night with Batum coming back. That's a boost for them.
We can keep it up.
And what is it, McRoberts?
No.
What's his name?
Zeller.
Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
Cody Zeller.
I forgot his damn name.
Yeah.
He's played well. So
he's playing out of position right now, man. He's not a true center. He's not a defensive center. with them without Bismack Biyombo, who was a defensive center, is really hurting because they're giving up points. Like, it's going out of style, man.
Yeah, and we have a head coach that is a defensive specialist. Though.
And you got rid of all his defensive players because you didn't see no future for him, but you could have kept Bismack for dirt cheap.
I would have kept Bismack. That's the one difference we've been
missing. Instead, you wanted to draft Frank the Tank, who's slow, who doesn't play any defense? Really?
I think I could play better defense at the Y.
I sometimes, Rich Cho, you boggle my mind, man.
Nine draft picks.
Boggle my mind.
Yeah, that still comes back to
Good job, Jordan. Nine draft picks.
The upcoming schedule for the Hornets, they play Friday at the Pelicans, Saturday home against the Bucks, Monday home to Jazz, Wednesday at Thunder.
What's the deal with New Orleans, man? I figured they'd be a lot better than what they are.
Injuries.
AD can't seem to stay on the court, man.
Yeah.
Well, that fall,
not just him, Holiday too.
That fall he took a few days ago when he jumped over the.
He did play last night, but the Pelicans just aren't that good, man. They don't have any outside shooting consistently anyway. Yeah,
Ryan Anderson's playing good, but that's about it. But Saturday, home Bucks, Jazz, and Thunder. How do you think they fare this week?
They should beat the Pelicans. I think they should beat Milwaukee as well. It's going to be tough winning in Utah. Utah plays really well at home, and they got a massive front line. Gobert, Favors. They might lose in Utah, and they're definitely going to lose.
Or they play home.
They play home to Utah. That's right. That's the Martin Luther King game, isn't it?
Yep.
1-3.
2-2, man.
I think they beat the
Pelicans. No, if it's Utah's here, they'll go 3-1. They'll lose to Oklahoma.
0-4.
0-4.
Yep.
I ain't got no faith.
They beat the Pelicans. They lose to the Bucks. They lose to the Jazz, and they get their ass whipped by the Thunder.
I don't think they beat the Pelicans. I don't think they beat the Bucks. I don't think they beat the Jazz. I know they ain't beat the Thunder.
I know they ain't beating the Thunder.
I'll put that $1.5 billion jackpot on the line. I bet you they don't win
unless we can get Russell Westbrook ejected like he did last night.
You don't have to get Westbrook and
you gonna have to get Durant. You had to get everybody ejected.
You don't have You just need to get Durant and Westbrook ejected.
Yeah, congratulations to the guy and the people who won the lottery. I hate y'all.
Yeah, $1.5 billion. Other NBA games this week. Of course, we got the Cavs and Spurs Thursday. Cavs and Rockets on Friday. Saturday, you got the Warriors at Pistons.
That's
Sunday,
be interesting.
Yep. Sunday, you got the Heat at Thunder. Mavs at Spurs on Sunday. That'll be interesting. Monday, you got the Bulls at Pistons, Magic at Hawks, Warriors at Cavs, and Rockets at Clippers. Those will be some great games Monday. Then Wednesday, you got Warriors at Bulls and the Pistons at the Rockets.
Man, the Warriors got some good opponents coming up.
Yeah, their schedule's going to get brutal, and people missing games. So we'll see how they do now. They're 36 and three right now. It's gonna be tough to break the record.
They're not matching it or breaking it. The NBA is just. I'm not taking anything away from the NBA back in that season, but it's just there's too much inconsistency now, and they're getting hit with the injury bug. People are missing games. It's just too hard to have that kind of season, and that season for MJ and the Bulls was just special.
The game's different.
Yeah.
The game is different, dude.
I know Big Shot wants to see it happen, but
do you really want to see it happen?
I mean, they definitely have a chance. And the biggest
got a chance,
The biggest difference is that Golden State is the defending champion, so they're getting every team's best shot. When the Bulls did it, Jordan was just coming back off retirement.
What? They were a three-time champion.
But there was a year in between.
But the Rockets were the defending champs that year.
No.
The Rockets
were Michael
the defending champs. This
is Michael Jordan. No, I'm sorry. When Michael Jordan won his first title, people were like, uh-oh, here we go. Dude, I'm just saying, because they just went through the Magic and Bird thing in the 80s.
I don't know. I was like three.
But so Michael Jordan was getting the best every single night. Part of the reason is because he was an asshole. I'm just saying. Jordan was up. You know, I'm so glad they didn't have social media back in the 90s.
Oh, he would have been the world's most
hated
man.
Jordan would be the most hated player in the planet.
Absolutely. There is no question about that.
Steph Curry is the most lovable person in the planet. So there's a big difference. And you were playing with Dennis Rodman.
Hello? Who without social media was the world's most hated man.
Can you imagine there was social media on that?
The Warriors still get the feast on a few of these bottom feeders out there, the Lakers, the Nuggets. I know they got them last night.
But. To me, that's the biggest difference between now and then. Okay.
Now, how many
back in the 80s and 90s, you had Barkley. Okay. I'm sorry. Barkley's one of the greatest players.
Oh, absolutely.
You had some of the five greatest players to ever play in the game.
In that era.
Now, you got some great players now. No disrespect. But some of them wouldn't be on that same level.
No. No. I agree.
I'm just saying.
And I'm a this era basketball fan. Yeah, I agree. You have guys now that would be average. Superstars now would be average then.
You got people sneezing and missing games.
That was baseball.
Okay? No, it happens in basketball too. But yeah, I mean, seriously, dude. You know, Kobe's sitting out every other game.
I hate to say it, but you got guys cramping up and needing to be carried off the court and. LeBron, you make it so hard to defend you sometimes.
But the one thing about LeBron James, in his 12 seasons, he has been probably one of the most durable players in NBA.
Oh, without a doubt.
No question about that. But I'm just saying, you look at the guys back then to now.
He just brings so much drama to when he gets injured. Like, come on, you could have walked off the damn court, man. Come on.
I mean, last year sitting on – I'm too hot to play. It's too hot.
They purposely turned the AC,
down. Oh, stop it.
They did.
No, they did. Said they did.
You don't think they did it back in the
80s? Powerade doesn't have the same electrolytes that Gatorade does.
Back in the 90s, they freaking played in the high school gyms. You don't think it was hot? It was hot.
I'm sure it was, but.
Just saying. Anyway, let's go into it. That's a great segue going into our dummies.
That was.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week. All right, you guys got any dummies? Start calling us dummies of the day, I think.
I did. I see him on here.
You can go ahead if you want to take one.
Oh, yeah, it, Mr. Pac-Man Jones. You know, look, man, you getting older. You is not a thug, bruh. Let it go. Stop. You pissing people off. But just come on, man. You cost your team a playoff win. You costed A.J. McCarron the chance to, you know, to possibly give Andy Dalton some time to come back. Like, man, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
The Bungles.
Bungles.
The Bungles, they definitely get a dummy award. The 76ers, until y'all win 10 games, y'all know y'all going to consistently stay on this list. Brian Hoyer. The worst playoff performance in NFL history. What the hell were you out there doing? You freaking suck, man.
I need them to check his bank account.
He should be donating his game checks back to the Texans for that piddle. Get that Father Mucker out the game, man.
When your wide receiver tells you to get him out the game, there is a problem.
Get him out of the game. Dude, really? Is there any more dummies? Let me think. The referee that twisted Carmelo Anthony's ankle the other night. Get your dumb ass out the way. You don't need to be that close on the sideline hurting these star players. What's wrong with you? And that's it, man.
That's it for you? You already said yours?
I thought of another one that I saw on our Facebook page, but I'll let you take it. So, because I can't do it to my guy. So, you know.
I'll have to see which one you're talking
about. Oh, you're talking about LeBron James being hit in the face with the basketball?
Go ahead.
Come on, LeBron.
I mean, who was the guy that threw a second ball at him? Here, King.
Come on, duck. Do something. Don't just let it hit you in the face. You know? I mean, come on. Damn.
One for me is. Floyd Mayweather, racism, Conor McGregor.
Let me see you in the streets, stop. Floyd. I am going to beat the hell out of you. Big good shout out to Conor McGregor for putting Floyd Mayweather in his place. Talking about racism to an Irishman. What the hell's wrong with you?
Come on, Conor. You don't need to be running around with that damn big-ass gun with that a silencer on. Boy, what? You trying to do some fed time, aren't you?
Well, first for me, well, another one is Fontez Burfict. I'm going to say it again. Blair Walsh for missing the kick. I'm going to give you a dummy, even though you scored 9 points, all your team's points. Joey Porter, what are you doing on the field?
Ray Finkel.
Adam Jones for saying Antonio Brown was not hurt. Say he was fake. Come on, dude. He got smacked.
Bro, he got
hurt.
Stiffed.
Brian Hoyer just being a quarterback. Bengals fans for their actions during the Bengals Steelers game.
Yeah, that was
they
atrocious.
They throwing beer on Big Ben. And when Antonio Brown got hurt, there's people screaming at Antonio, I hope he's dead.
Wow.
You are the most classless fans in the
you
world.
You and the wow. Blue Jays fans.
Now, second of all, NFL fans, y'all got to stop. Because I can tell you one thing. I promise you this Sunday, the Panthers and Seahawks game is going to be ridiculous in the fans. The fans will be
it's going to be a chippy game, too.
No, it's going to be a chippy game. I wouldn't be surprised if there were a brawl at some point. There's definitely going to be a brawl in the stands. I can promise you that. Because it always is.
Fans need to realize and remember that just because you pay for these tickets and you pay for this merchandise does not give you the right to be an asshole.
I'm ready for the NFL to do what NBA is doing. Give people red cards.
Absolutely.
And kick their ass out again.
With that dummy real quick, y'all got to remember, these are people. They are, you know, sometimes they get to choose who they play for. But at the end of the day, you don't need to say you hope somebody dies because he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan. How would you feel if I came up and elbowed you in the back of the neck and broke your neck, and then somebody came up because you worked at CVS and they worked at Rite Aid? They'd be like, I hope you die. Like, come on, man. Y'all need to – what the hell is wrong with y'all?
That people – come on. At some point, the NFL is going to have to stop selling alcohol. I'm just saying, I don't know what else they'll be able to do. Because right now they're stopping at the third quarter.
Yeah, but
I think they should stop at halftime.
That kind of stuff ain't because of alcohol. That's
no,
just ignorant people.
A lot of it is because of alcohol. Dude, you don't realize how many people walk in the stadium stumbling and bumbling.
Oh, you forget.
I know.
Security for stadiums. You know. Oh, I know.
So, you know, but no, it might help. I don't know. But
because they standing
on.
Out the side the stadium tailgating at 8 in the morning.
O'clock. 4 days before the game.
Yeah. Tipsy as hell. What's wrong with you? How are you going to see the game?
And then I've got a couple more I want to share, but Thunder Steven Adams hits ref accidentally after taking shirt off.
That wasn't an accident. He punched the hell out of that dude.
He did on purpose?
I think he did. Well, no.
Well, Steven Adams is a thug anyway.
And last but he's something.
He's a thug.
Bobby, you know, you thought Bobby Bonilla was the only one getting paid still. 8 former players still getting paid by Major League Baseball teams. Bernard Gilkey. Anybody know who Bernard Gilkey is?
Yeah. I remember the name.
He's getting paid $1 million a year from the Diamondbacks thanks to deferred money that pays out until 2017.
Damn.
Man.
He's still getting paid.
Good for him.
Derek Jeter, $8 million of his $51 million contract is still getting paid.
They should just pay him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
They probably will. Todd Helton, still getting paid. He's Colorado. On the payroll until 2023.
For Colorado?
Yes. 2023, he's collecting $13 million of his $19 million salary until 2023.
Damn.
2023. Brett Saberhagen.
Who?
Brett, exactly. 1985 Cy Young winner. He is still getting paid. He's still being paid by the Mets. Pays him $250,000 through the year of the next decade.
Oh my!
The Mets
God.
Love paying people way.
So they're paying him and Bobby Bowe. There you go, damn. Scott. If you're watching, in case
good
you didn't know,
Lord.
Saberhagen's still getting paid.
Who was the Mets GM at this time, man? You are an idiot,
man.
Ken Griffey Jr. still getting paid from the Reds.
He should be getting paid.
It continues until 2024
for the Reds.
Yeah, for the Reds.
Yeah, you know he signed that huge deal with
yeah,
Cincinnati.
$116 million contract with the Reds. And got 4% interest to boot. Griffey, dude.
Cincinnati, y'all just having a bad week.
Damn.
Jim Edmonds, the Cardinals, still getting paid. He's getting paid until 2019. He's getting paid 3 times as much today as he made as a rookie. $170,000. Oh, my God. And, of course, you got Bobby Bonilla is getting paid the rest of his life. Manny Ramirez is still getting paid by the Red Sox.
Okay. I ain't got to never work. I just go to
$2 million next year until the year 2026.
Man,
I'm just going to the mailbox.
Who are these
GMs?
Agents? No, who is these agents?
These agents are smart, man. Because they get checks too.
Can I get these agents?
Show me the money.
I need an agent on this show.
Damn.
2000, that's crazy.
I'm kind of mad at the major leagues, though. They should have let Ken Griffey had a backwards hat on his plaque for the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying. Like, come on. He made the backwards hat cool. I don't care what nobody says.
MLB, man.
I mean, come on, man. Damn. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's MLB, dude. You know how they are. That's how they roll.
That's how we roll.
Bastards. Yep. All
right, speaking of rolling, we'll roll on out of this show today. Yep, that's right. We got another show tomorrow. Y'all guys got anything?
I mean, you know, as always, live life, love sports, baby.
Sports is life.
It's what we do.
And you can catch us everywhere. See you tomorrow.
Side piece.
Like you got some sense.
Ain't gonna get up there and shake his ass. What we talking about?
Don't get out there playing it, okay?
What I do every night. That's all I know how to do, man. You know.
I ain't flew all the way overseas in the middle seat for us to get over here and f*** up. Act like you got some sense.
You might get a little bit of this here. Not money. This is hope money. I hope you get out there and do your thing. And check it out.
Hey. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Either you can fold that.
3,000. I'm telling you. Don't mess it up for everybody. Greyhound don't float on water.
Here in London for the first time to perform for you live, Johnny Walter, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums, Possum Jenkins, and Andre, Ice Cold, 3,000. Performing their smash hit, Hey Ya! Ladies and gents, I give you...
The love.